Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk about what we saw this weekend, yesterday, particularly with Scottie Scheffler. How impressed were you?
That's amazing. I mean, he's playing Tiger-level golf, just short of, like, Tiger's best level, like, Tiger 05, 06 level golf right now. And it's not even close compared to anybody else on the PGA Tour. It's just, he seems like an inevitable winner. I mean, he seemed like an inevitable winner at the start of the week. And, yeah, there were moments of doubt where, you know, parts of Saturday, parts of Sunday where he seemed nervous or just didn't have it all together. And then it just clicks in. And the eagle on 13 on Saturday, the stretch on 8 and 9 on Sunday, I mean, then 10 too. I mean, just effectively putting the tournament away, putting all the pressure on everybody else, letting everybody else wilt apart just like Tiger used to do, And then just strolling through the tape of the finish line.
But when you look at that course right there, and when you have to press at Augusta, it looks all pretty on TV. But isn't that just exactly what they want you doing down the stretch, pressing it, because that works against you?
That's where they got you. That's where exactly. They got Colin Morikawa on 11. That's where they got Ludvig Åberg. They got Max Homa with an unfortunate bounce on 12, because those are the holes you knew you had to do something. You're falling apart. You're falling way behind. And you know if you give Scottie Scheffler all the room in the world to go play 13 and 15, which are holes he can get to and two, then that's it. You've given up the golf tournament. And those guys made the mistakes. And Scheffler knew he didn't have to make any of those mistakes. He could just find the center of the green or just miss the green just a little bit, little chip and a putt, and he moves on.
He's Iceman, dude. No mistakes. Mm-hmm. Talking with Ryan Ballingy here from Golf News Net. You can follow Ryan at Ryan Ballingy, B-A-L-L-E-N-G-E-E. Or it's a lot easier just to follow Golf News Net because I don't have to spell that for you. dude, so we were having this debate, and I think there's like this premature rush to crown Scottie best since Tiger. I just think it diminishes Rory's run in like 2011, 2012, Spieth's run in 2015, kind of what Koepka has done. Like there have been a lot. There's been some greatness in the post-Tiger world. Where do you think Scottie ranks?
Yeah, you make a good point about all three of those guys. I mean, McIlroy went and just dominated for 4 years worth of majors, basically, and was incredible in all of them. Won two back-to-back. That doesn't happen too often. Brooks went back-to-back at a U.S. Open. That hadn't been done in 30 years, and then does the same thing, basically, at the PGA Championship. And, I mean, he's incredible. You get Spieth's three majors in a couple of years. Those were great, too. Scheffler, in terms of major victories, isn't in that cluster yet. I think you got to get to at least four to kind of start putting him in that McIlroy, Koepka company of the best of his generation type of thing. But it almost feels like it's inevitable at this point. Whether he does it solely at the Masters, which is, of course, just perfect for his game, or he just goes and dominates Valhalla in a month from now as a tired newborn father and, you know, just goes and crushes the PGA Championship. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens at all. The last two times Valhalla's hosted the PGA, the world number one won. Well, guess who's the world number one? I think it's a little premature to start talking about him as someone who could win the Grand Slam. Like, those things are out there. That's insane. So let's stop thinking about that already. But the way that he plays golf makes it so easy to think he's going to win every time, because really all it comes down to is whether he makes the putts.
Yeah.
He didn't even have his best tee to green game at Augusta National, at least through most of the tournament. He was hovering around 28th on strokes gained on the approach for the week out of 89 players. Normally he's like first or second. He didn't even play his best golf, his own brand of golf, and still won by four. And that tells you how good he is against the tour right now.
Yeah.
And there really is no other person standing in his way. And that's the biggest problem for everybody else on the tour. There's no one standing there as a roadblock. He can just bowl through all of them.
And I think his swing, people will say, oh, don't swing like that. But the dude has perfected that thing.
It's crazy with the feet moving.
His feet, it's like he's doing a Fred Astaire.
It is, dude. It's wild. I don't even think it's a real thing anymore because the PGA has lost all kind of high ground. But you do have Greg Norman's dopey ass walking around in his giant hat. Like, did you make much of LIV PGA beef this week because they're all at the same place?
I don't think so. I mean, I think there is still animosity there. John Rahm kind of talked about it in Spanish to some reporters afterward, that some of the players he expected to kind of ghost him and not talk to him didn't, and some who he expected to be cordial weren't as nice, but that there was some, you know, iciness there. And then on the Champions Center on Tuesday night, Tom Watson wanted to get up toward the end, say a couple words, and said, basically, isn't it great we're all back together again? And then the room got awkwardly silent, and the whole thing was over. So I think it's still out there. You know, Greg Norman pulling the stunt of buying a ticket on the secondary market to show up was really weird, especially because it sounds like they're trying to make genuine progress between the PGA Tour and the Saudis to some kind of deal, whatever that is going to look like. And then at the same time, you've got Phil and John Rahm saying, well, you know, we might change our live events from 54 holes to 72 holes to get people to pay more attention. So you get all these mixed signals about who's where and who's what progress has or hasn't been made. I really don't know where things stand, but it is kind of nice for 4 days to just go, okay, we're watching some golf here. Let's see who the best players are. Although I will say it was kind of interesting that Nance, as Scheffler was walking off 15 to 16 tee, went, the top five players on the leaderboard are all PGA Tour players, and then just kind of let it lay out for a second. So I still think there's a lot of fresh wounds there. They're not healed. They're not ready to be healed yet, and I don't know what's going to change that.
Well, dude, the other thing I noticed—
Don't you think they just get rid of Greg Norman and everything and move faster?
It seems like it.
Yeah, 100%. If Greg Norman weren't around doing this dumb stuff, they probably have figured it out by now. I think half of this deals with Tiger and Rory just hating Greg Norman.
Well, dude, the other part, I don't know if you guys noticed this, and maybe it was just really to honor Nick Faldo, but it was yesterday, maybe it was just on the online coverage, I can't remember, but they did a thing on, you know, guys that have come back from the farthest deficits to win on Sunday morning, and some of them were like 100 years ago, like Gene Sarazen or whatever, but the biggest deficit overcome, I think, was Raymond Floyd, they said. But damn, if they didn't just show highlights of Greg Norman collapsing and Faldo winning. And maybe that was just happenstance. I don't know.
I love it.
But it sure seemed on purpose.
I've heard some chatter that I know Augusta National isn't particularly keen on LIV. They just play really nice. And they kind of go out of their way to avoid covering the LIV players unless they have to. So it wouldn't shock me if they went out of their way to kind of throw Greg Norman under the bus a little bit.
Yeah, I love it. What did you make of, I mean, really for most golf fans, like I knew him from the Ryder Cup last year, but that was kind of down the sheet, and I'm a bit of a golf dork. I think a lot of the U.S. learned the name Ludvig Åberg this weekend. What'd you think of him, man? That dude is a unit.
If he doesn't win, if he's not the guy that we're talking about as Scotty Scheffler's challenger in a year or two, I'd be shocked, because he is just a machine. I mean, he hits it so straight. He hits it 350, 360. He's having a good time. I mean, he seemed like he was having the best time ever yesterday. Even when it wasn't going right, he was still smiling. he's going to be one of those players that is, it's just that's the future of professional golf. A guy who hits it 350, hits it on the green, makes holes look easy, and just dominates golf tournaments. And everybody else can get the heck out of the way because he is really, really that good. And he has been a professional for not even a year at this point. He was the first guy to get a PGA Tour card straight from college because they started a program for it. He's already won the DP World Tour. He's already won the PGA Tour. He couldn't beat history. He couldn't win a Masters in his first appearance. But Valhalla lines up perfectly for his game. I know we talked about Scheffler is hard to beat. I would love to see a rematch of this in a month from now.
Yeah, sign me up for that.
Yeah, let me check. I'd love to check that out.
How do you go from Sweden to Texas Tech? Like, how did he end up at Tech? I found that interesting.
Yeah, I really don't know how you go from Sweden to Lubbock, Texas. But
scholarship.
Obviously. Right. But, like, if you had told me he was a Swedish dude that went to UT in Austin, like, I get that. Like, that's a big international city. I just don't see how he landed at Texas Tech. But
when people offer scholarships, you go where the offer is.
Sure, sure.
Texas wasn't offering.
I mean, when Rory McIlroy thought about playing college golf, he was going to go to East Tennessee State. He was going to be on water moccasin. So,
for real?
Stranger things have happened. Yeah.
On water moccasin.
What? Good for him. Thank you for making time, dude.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.